Morning, Brooke.
Hey there, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm hanging in there, ready for another week.
Yeah, they just keep going by. Before you know it, we'll be into April.
So. I keep waiting for Friday, and then Friday's coming. I'm like, yay, then all of a sudden Monday, and then it's Friday again. So.
And there we go. Well, every Monday, it's time for Business Watch on KRWG, and of course, the business section in the Las Cruces Sun News. And we start with the cover story, as usual. And this is a story many folks may have seen online, very interesting, a business that I guess trains service dogs.
Yeah, we wanted to get it up online last week just to let some people read about it and get interested in it, and then, you know, still have it on the cover today. And it's a story that Matlin Smith did for us. It's a really good story about a very interesting kind of business. It's over on Solano, and they train service dogs there, all different kinds of dogs. You know, they have obedience courses and train dogs for, like, to, you know, be helper dogs and all that sort of stuff, and all the different kinds of dog duties you can think of, you know, cadaver dogs, dogs that sniff out different things, and police dogs and military dogs. And it's very interesting, sort of, and a different kind of business.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you do see more service dogs nowadays. Of course, folks are using service dogs for a lot more reasons, as you point out. And we know that one of those reasons that it is growing is for PTSD as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting. And I learned that the dogs are being used for balance and stuff, too. You know, instead of using a cane, some people have the dog walk them, and it settles them, and they have their dog go with them. And so this is an interesting story. There's some people who were involved in the military and also involved in search and rescue teams, and they decided that this is a business they could get up and get going. And they've even started a program where they're going to use dogs to help in the correctional facility to rehabilitate inmates through education and instruction of the rescue dogs. So there's a lot of different angles to this, and I think a lot of people will like it. If they haven't read it yet, they need to check it out. It's a nice long story. It's got different parts to it, and Maddie really did a good job on it.
I bet she had a good time doing that story too. You know, it's always great to see animals and how amazing that they are, what incredible things they can do. I will never forget, as a young reporter, doing a ride-along with a canine officer and then going to their training and seeing how they train canines. It's amazing.
Oh, that would be fascinating. And it is. It's a very different kind of a story, and it's not a business you sort of write about very often. You know, for instance, they talk about one dog that knows 217 commands. I don't know if people know that many commands, but it's a very interesting, business, and a very interesting usage of the dogs, and the fact that, you know, you sort of think of a certain kind of a dog, maybe a German Shepherd type of dog, but they do different kind of dogs. Different kind of dogs can be trained for a variety of service reasons, and so it's a fun story.
Okay. All right. Well, what's new this week, Brooke?
All righty. This is something I got up in line last week as well, but Kebabs has an opening date. I know a lot of people have been asking me about Kebabs Steakhouse down on Valley, right in front of the Walmart down there in South Valley, where Dickie's Barbecue used to be located. And tentatively, they're planning to open the 25th, so that's coming up. And that could change. They might change that this week, just depending on how things are going. But so they're planning on opening that up. There, so it'll be another restaurant, a salad bar, steak type of place, and Coyote Traders. A lot of people know that longtime business on Picacho. They sell Southwest furniture and accessories and antiques. Well, Cam Hester, who was one of the owners and operators, passed away earlier this year, and him and his parents had sort of started a business, but he died unexpectedly, and they've opened it back up now. That was in January, so it's up and running again. Brewer Oil, I'd mentioned that they were building a fleet fueling station out on Amador, and that's open now at 950 West Amador, so trucks and vehicles and all kind of people can pull up and get their gas and diesel there. And a real quick thing I put in there, too, La Posta has been put in this thing called Road Food. It's a national publication that a travel guide to restaurants all across the country. So they got mentioned in there.
Oh, well, maybe that'll bring some more folks down to Mesilla.
Yeah, exactly. Tourism's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's big for them down there. And, you know, La Posta and Double Eagle, and, you know, we have multiple restaurants in our area that get recognized and that sort of stuff. And those are two that are consistently getting things, too. And La Posta, you know, has its interesting history to go along with it as well. So it's getting put in there.
Okay, definite tourist attractions for sure. Well, in the Babbling Brook this week, this is very interesting. You are writing about a study that says that the current generation of consumers, I'm guessing that means younger folks, are the least loyal in decades.
Yeah, it's all part of just the way society has evolved. You don't really have necessarily the same nuclear family you used to have, and you could instill brand loyalty like Tide deodorant or Tide detergent or different kind of deodorants or shaving creams or even, you know, Oldsmobile. Get to trade in the Oldsmobile every 3 years, that sort of thing. And it talks about millennials. It's a Pew Research study, and millennials are people who are right now about 18 to 33 years old. You know, some of them are just going into college. Some of them have been out in the workforce for a little bit. And, you know, you have to compete for their loyalty anymore. You don't just get it and keep it. And so advertising and marketing and all that has changed a lot. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with handhelds, computers, and laptops. And, boy, to even say computer sounds dated now. Everything's handheld, iPads and, you know, phones and that sort of stuff. And people are constantly browsing and bargain shopping online. And they're, you know, they're going to stores and pricing and then going back and, you know, ordering online. And so the style of shopping and price comparison and everything has really changed and continues to change. And you just can't really pigeonhole these people anymore. Now, it's happening for everybody, too, you know, Gen Xers like us and older baby boomers and people like that. And they, you know, they're really getting into technology, too, but not as much as, like, the millennials and even younger generations. You know, for them, a lot of this technology is just part of their life. They didn't have to learn it, per se, like a lot of us did. It,
yeah.
It came about. And so that makes them, you know, to say they're not loyal customers sounds kind of negative, but it's not really a negative thing. It's just sort of a change type of thing.
Yeah. And so I imagine this means, and you may speculate on this in your column, that this has wide implications for businesses, probably of all kinds, but retail, I think, is your focus.
Yeah, retail especially. And you just really have to change the way you look at these people if you're out there trying to market a business or sell a product. And another thing that came out of this is that they have a really sort of low opinion of authority. And trust in people is kind of low compared to other generations. So that makes them even more skeptical of, you know, businesses, especially corporations and that sort of stuff. So you really got to go in there and pick their brain and then find out the ways to sort of touch them with something.
Pull at the heartstrings.
Exactly.
No hard sell. All right. Brooke Stockberger is the business editor. If you want to read more about that study and all those stories, you can check it out in today's Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
All right, no problem. Thank you, Fred.